Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Foster Castleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy O'Dell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy O'Dell. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Dell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk bunts towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. Woodling moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Gus Triantos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triantos hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field. Niemann picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Niemann. Malzone moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschl hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Hirschl reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Pilarczyk chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Triandos fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Triandos. Hirschl scores. Button moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Odell covering, for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Beeman now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Button scores. Runnels moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-1 in the game. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards the mound. Sisler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Castleman reaches second base with a double. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castleman moves to third. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-0 in the game. Pilarczyk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Malzahn hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler bunts towards the mound. Beeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Runnels goes all the way around to score. Williams moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Castleman hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Beeman strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman misplays the ball. That's an error on Castleman. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hirschl hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Jensen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Woodling moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Runnels trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Stevens scores. Malzone moves to second. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards short. Castleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Hamrick pinch hits for Charlie Beeman. Bert Hamrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamrick hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Castleman applying the tag. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Budden strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Marshall moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Marshall moves to third. Two outs. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Castleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sisler moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Button scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Green pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Green reaches second base with a double. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-3 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green scores. Pilarczyk moves to second. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pilarczyk moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. Woodling moves to third. Niemann moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-4 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.